Davy, are we close?
That was deeper into the jungle than I was, so maybe a little bit farther. Ah! Oh!
I think there were still a few rays of sun coming through the canopy when you were here, Davy. We'll use my flashlight now. Okay, I'll just pan across the...
Oh, the ghost! See, there it is!
I don't see it. Oh! Oh, huge yellow eyes, just...
Oh, I'll just widen the radius of the flashlight beam.
It's just a bird. I can still barely see it on that branch there, but those eyes.
See, Davy, just a bird.
Yeah, that's what I heard. The stupid bird.
It's a wonderful creature. That's a northern potu. They are really hard to see because their feathers have evolved to look exactly like tree bark. And during the day, they sit perfectly still and shape their bodies to mimic the branch or stump. They have slits in their eyelids, so they can detect movement without revealing their huge eyes, which can look bright and iridescent when light hits them.
Oh, right, like the flashlight.
Or a bit of sun, which is probably what happened when Davy saw it. They're big like that, so they can see in the dark. And that huge mouth allows them to fly through a swarm of insects and swallow a whole meal.
Oh, there it goes. You'll have to scare somebody else.
Most likely not. People can wander in their habitat for years and never see one.
Oh.
Even though they've probably walked past hundreds of them.
Okay.
In fact, you know what their nickname is, Davy?
Scary Bug Eye Big Mouth?
You were right the first time. It's Ghost Bird.
Oh.
Because of their haunting cry and their being so difficult to see. So thank you, Davy, for bringing them to our attention.
I would have been scared too, Davy. Animals are stirring. We better get heading back.
Goodbye, you crazy, wonderful birds. Hope we meet again. Davy, are we close?
It was deeper into the jungle than I was, so a little bit further.
Oh! Be brave, Davy. It's okay.
I think there were still a few rays of sun coming through the canopy when you were here, Davy. We'll use my flashlight now. Okay, I'll just pan across the...
Oh, the ghost! See, there it is!
I don't see it. Oh! Yeah, okay. Huge yellow eyes just floating there.
I'll just widen the radius of the flashlight beam.
Oh, it's just a bird. I can still barely see it on that branch. Just those eyes.
See, Davy? Just a bird.
Yeah, that's what I heard. Stupid bird.
It's a wonderful creature. That's a northern potu. They're really hard to see because their feathers have evolved to look exactly like tree bark. And during the day, they sit perfectly still and shape their bodies to mimic a branch or stump. They have slits in their eyelids, so they can detect movement without revealing their huge eyes, which can look bright and iridescent when light hits them.
Like the flashlight.
Or a bit of sun, which is probably what happened when Davy saw it. They're big like that, so they can see in the dark. And that huge mouth allows them to fly through a swarm of insects and swallow a whole meal.
Oh, well, there it goes. Off to scare someone else.
Most likely not.
Oh.
People can wander in their habitat for years and never see one.
Really?
Even though they've probably walked past hundreds of them. Oh. In fact, you know what their nickname is, Davy?
Oh, yeah. No. I can guess. It's Scary Bug Eye Big Mouth.
You were right the first time. It's Ghost Bird. Because of their haunting cry and their being so difficult to see. So thank you, Davy, for bringing them to our attention.
Anytime.
Yeah, I would have been scared too, Davy. So, the animals are stirring, though. We'd probably better be heading back.
Goodbye, you crazy, wonderful birds. Hope we meet again.